Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Be a treasure seeker. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Abram was a very rich man. In those days, having many sheep, donkeys, cattle, camels, manservants, and maidservants made a person very rich. God blessed Abraham in this way. Yet, even with all these blessings, Abram was missing something. He and his wife Sarah had no children. This was very difficult for Abram and Sarah. Not only did they desire to have the blessing of children, but God also promised that he would give Abram many descendants. The older Abram and Sarah got, the harder it was for them to believe that God would give them even one child, let alone many descendants. So God went to Abram and reminded him of his presence. He said, "I am your shield, Abram." Just like a shield protects a warrior, so God would protect Abram from his doubts as he carried out his good plans for him. God also said, "Abram, I am your very great reward." God assured Abram that he was his greatest treasure, worth more than earthly wealth, possessions, or even a precious child. His worth came from God alone. We need these reminders too. Just like Abram and Sarah, we may think God has forgotten his promises to us, or he has forgotten us altogether. When our desires aren't met, we doubt God's promises and think that God doesn't care for us. When that happens, remember what God told Abram, "I am your shield and great reward." We don't have to worry or be afraid. The God who gave his own Son to save you from sin always knows just what you need and when you need it. He will bless you as he sees fit, not for earthly gain, but for your eternal benefit. In God's mercy and love, he gave Abram many earthly blessings and the promise to make him a great nation. By faith, Abram believed that he was right with God. That's what really mattered for him. That's what really matters for you. No matter how many earthly blessings Abram had, his first and most important treasure was always God himself. God alone is your number one treasure too. May he always help us believe that and live it. We pray that we should trust God's promises. Dear Lord God, we know your promises are true. By your Holy Spirit, our faith grasps the truth. Forgive us for the times that we doubt. Cause our faith to grow as we regularly come to your word. Thank you for being our most important treasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.